I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have Royal Crown Diamond from Aledo, Texas. She's way out there in the boonies on 92 acres, being a Texan rancher and a Royal Crown Diamond. And she's got a story to tell. Say hi to everybody, Callie.
Hey, guys. And just to clarify, we're Crown Diamond. Oh, we are aspiring. We are aspiring royals.
See the vision that I have for you? I misread your profile because I just.
I will take it. I will take it.
Well, Crown's pretty darn inspiring. Anyway, so Callie, tell us a story. Tell us about who were you and what were you doing and where were you when you first heard about Young Living? And if you want to continue the story, tell us exactly who told you about it and what they said that had you go look.
Yeah, so it was about 7 years ago. I was pregnant, 8 months pregnant with my third little one. So I was about to have three kids, three and under. Life was very full. But I heard about these oils from now Crown Diamond, Miss LaDonna Beals, way out in a little town in Oklahoma where we were then living. And she just shared how these little plant juices could help to support and do all the things. And I thought, hey, if there's a chance that these could help my kids and me stay out of a doctor's office, I'm in. So I got my kit, no questions asked, not understanding anything about network marketing or really the business side of things, but just excited to have something to help me as a young mom. So I asked LaDonna if she knew of anyone down in Texas where I had a bunch of other mom friends who might be willing to tell them about oils. And of course, she told me that she would be more than happy to come down and do a class for them too. So she did. And at that class, I think there were about 16 or 17 moms that were like, yes, me too. One of those was a young mom, an acquaintance of mine who had five kids at the time. And she said yes. And she, went home and had a baby. I went home and had a baby. We were doing the baby thing for about a year. And then when we came out of the newborn fog, she began to teach classes and she caught a vision for the business. I, on the other hand, was just out living my little life, occasionally buying a pair of shoes with the commission check that would pop in every now and then. And LaDonna was so sweet. She stayed connected with me, even though she knew that I was very busy and not interested in doing a business. And she said, hey, did you know?
You were her sponsor, right? Let me get this straight.
Well, LaDonna was the one who enrolled me. My girl, Courtney, was the one who had started to take off. Okay. And so LaDonna was the one who kept me clued into all of this because I was not checking my virtual office or really didn't know what was happening. And so she said, did you know that Courtney is starting to teach classes and she's going to run for Silver and Six, which was the incentive that they had at the time. And I said, no, I didn't know that. But wow, really? And that got my attention. And for me, my inspiration for doing the business was seeing someone who was in my shoes. I thought, wow, she's got five kids. I only have three. I could probably do this too. And so I reached out to her. I was like, hey, I'm like the long lost sponsor, but I'm here. I want to help. If there's anything that I can do, I'm here for you. And so from that moment on, we linked arms and began to create some educational tools and things together for this growing team. And so as I look back, I realize how important it was for me to have a running buddy. I wasn't the type of person who just caught the vision on my own and was like going for it, but I was inspired by that other person who had that vision. And linking arms and having a running mate was definitely a huge part of that story. So Courtney inspired me. I can remember I just kind of played around at it for a while and got up my courage, taught my first class after about a year and a half of being in Young Living. And then I remember Courtney said, "So what's your goal for hitting silver?" I was like, "I don't know." And I remember looking down at one of the flyers that Young Living included with the little newsletter that comes with your order. And I saw advertised on that particular flyer the whitewater rafting trip that the silver trip got to experience out there in, I think, Idaho at the time. Yep. And I looked at that and I thought, I want to go on that trip. Like, I want to do whitewater rafting. That sounds cool. And from that moment on, I began to make my timeline. Well, that means I would need to qualify by this date in order to qualify for that trip. And that was when the rubber really actually began to meet the road for me.
That's crazy. So you won the trip. And one of the things that I noticed that people will see, Callie, when they look at your profile, is how few people you have enrolled over the years. And yet your sales monthly, was that a typo?
They're pretty bananas. It's not.
So you're a crown diamond with monthly sales of over $7 million a month?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, those numbers are just nuts.
And how many years has that been now?
Seven.
And how many Royal Crown Diamonds do you have on your team?
Oh my goodness, you would ask this. I would have to look. There are a bunch.
So people are probably wondering, Callie, like, how did that happen that so many people caught an even bigger vision than you caught, enrolled tons and tons of people, and built these huge teams? And wow. I mean, you and I have worked together, so I know even though you've enrolled not that many people, you make a queen's ransom income every month. So tell us, like, how has that been and how did that happen? And it's actually one of the most extraordinary things about network marketing, right? Is we don't always have to be the most productive, the best leader, the most prolific, because we get the benefit of everybody on our team. And the odds are we're going to have people on our team that are way more ambitious, have more time, more contacts, better influencers than we are, and yet they're always on our team. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, so that is a huge, it is a tremendous blessing to have these leaders that have just somehow managed to fall under me. With Courtney, one of the stories that she'll tell is that a couple years before she enrolled with me, I had sent out a parenting book at Christmas time to just, I don't know, 20 or 30 young moms that were on my mind. Courtney was an acquaintance at the time. I knew of her, but we did not run in the same circles. But she had been on my mind, and I sent her this book. So fast forward, when I approached her by email about this essential oils class, she, of course, remembered the book. I had managed to build trust there just because of that random act of kindness, if you will. And that's why she signed up with me. And I think that one important thing for anyone to remember is that the things that we do offline, the things that those random acts of kindness or the things that we feel inspired to do or prompted to do just in our day to day, whether it's sending a text or a small gift or just a word of encouragement, that goes such a long way with building trust and creating that safe place where people feel that they can say yes to us. The other part of that story is that, yes, with all of these tremendous leaders rising up underneath me, I've definitely gone through that imposter syndrome, like, wow, what just happened? You know, why am I in this place as opposed to this other leader who, to me, seems like such a stronger leader or a better fit for this position? And so I've had to work through a lot just in my personal life with embracing and owning where I'm at. And I would say the past 3 to 4 years, I've not been in a good place with that. And you can see that with where our growth in the legs that I'm responsible for basically just came to a halt because I just kind of lost my way, lost my vision. I was excited and pleased with all of these other leaders, but as far as myself, I was having a really rough time. And I worked through a lot of limiting beliefs. I feel like the book Mach 2 is so important because one of the things that I discovered, I did not believe that I was worthy of this position. I did not believe that I was worthy of aspiring to Royal Crown Diamond down the way, which is something that we, of course, say we want. But at the end of the day, if we don't believe in our heart of hearts that we are worthy of that, we're going to self-sabotage every single time. And I can look back and see 3 to 4 years of self-sabotage where I have just kind of kept myself in this safe, comfortable place of just kind of going with the flow, but not really seeing any substantial growth. And so I'm looking forward to what's next. I have a renewed vision, and a lot of that is because of just a shift inside of me. Another thing that was really interesting is I had this limiting belief that at the end of the day, I didn't matter, which I know is kind of crazy, but I just had this idea that, well, I'm a faith-filled girl and I believe that God uses us and orchestrates things, but I also believe that, well, if he didn't use me, he would just use somebody else. And so I didn't really actually own that I matter. This story matters. And yes, I am called to this and I am worthy of this position. I am worthy of rising up to this and filling these shoes. And so until we own some of that, we are going to hit a pretty low ceiling. So I think it's definitely so important to dig into some of those personal beliefs and work through some of that as you go.
Yeah. And it happens. Your story, Callie, is so valuable for people because, you know, most people, what they struggle with in network marketing is they don't have a vision that's big enough to bring the results up to the vision. It's not clear enough. They don't believe in it enough. They want, you know, whatever it is, silver or gold or platinum or the income or the lifestyle. They want that. But there's a big difference between wanting it and having a crystal clear expectation that you're worth it and it's inevitable that it's going to happen. That's what leads to doing the work to make it happen. But there are some people, because of the nature of network marketing, where, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, when it comes to the assets that you bring to the party, the skills and the talent. And, you know, there's some people that can be a 2 or a 3 or a 4, and, you know, they may sponsor some 2s and 3s and 4s, but they may also sponsor some 6s and 7s and 8s. And then when you get into the second generation, there can certainly be some 7s and 8s in the third generation. And you get enough people on your team, you're going to have some 10s. And so when a 4 or a 5 has 10s on their team, their income tends to surpass their own vision because it's those other people's visions that created the income. And if you don't figure that out like you did, if you don't figure out, hey, I'm actually earning more money than I think I'm worth, that those other people are important and I'm not important. If you don't figure that out, then you can actually drag the whole thing down. And you've spent some really valuable time figuring that out. And your story, you know, one of the ways that I see you mattering, Callie, is there's not very many people that have your story. I mean, I don't know, maybe a handful of people in all of Young Living are doing $7 million a month in volume, and yet it's because, for the most part, they've got some monster legs of people that are, you know, you don't even know how many Royal Crown Diamonds are on your team, and you're a Crown Diamond. You might have the only story like that in all of Young Living. I mean, there's probably some others that are similar, but your journey and your perspective in that journey is invaluable for people, because people are going to experience that on all different levels. So now that you've done some work and you've had some insights, what do you see yourself doing over the next 2 or 3 years? How are you going to change your modus operandi, your leadership?
Yes. So I think a common pitfall for anyone who begins to rise in rank and see more people coming in is the tendency to begin to manage everyone else, and you lose track of doing what it takes for you yourself to bring in those personal enrollments. And that's definitely where I have been. I've lost that touch of enrolling for myself, and that trickles down. That trickles down to the people who are watching you and modeling what you do. So my plan is to really let go of a lot of the management and focus on enrolling, which sounds so like, well, duh, but that's honestly, it gets so muddy when you have a lot of moving parts and people, and you think, well, I should be spending my time over here working on this challenge or this incentive or planning a retreat. And at the end of the day, what people need to see is us enrolling and us modeling that and showing them what that looks like for us. And a lot of things, I think we have to be willing to pivot and change up our game plan here and there. You know, when I got started, we did a lot of classes. Everyone wanted to know about oils, and we did classes. Well, these days, you're doing well in most areas to get people to come to anything, much less a class. And so switching things up and making it more about community, making it a fun DIY experience where you're hanging out with the girls and you've got your diffuser going and you've got your stories ready to go in conversation, but making it less about something stuffy that people just aren't going to make time for, and more about that community and connection. We're finding that that's where enrollments are coming, and as well as through social media. I did not grow on social media. I have had a very spotty social media presence, but that's one thing that I'm committed to figuring out over the next 2 to 3 years is I want to figure out the social media thing, because that is your portal to all the people. I'm out here on my 92 acres, 30 minutes from the grocery store, so I am not meeting people every day. And social media is that answer for those who need that funnel. And I would say most of us do. So getting my feet wet in the social media world is part of my plan as well.
What is the, what's the number one thing that you appreciate, Callie, about the Young Living culture? And when I say culture, I mean, you know, the everything about the products, everything about the opportunity, the education, the coaching, the journey, the struggle, the people, the values of the people. What's the number one thing you appreciate about being immersed in that community?
I love that it is about people. It's a lot less about what your house looks like or what kind of car you're driving. Like, if that's your thing, that's awesome and it's fun. But it's more about caring about people, which makes it attractive, I believe, to more people. There are a handful of people that are motivated by the bells and whistles and some of the lifestyle affluent type things. But there is such a broader spectrum of people that are motivated by caring for and helping others. And I think that's why a huge reason that Young Living has been so successful is because someone who just, you know, wants to do the nurturing, lovey thing and just help all the people, they have a really good chance at being successful without even meaning to. And I think that is just so special and so unique. The culture and what you feel and experience at a Young Living event is very, I would just describe it as wholesome. It just feels right. It feels authentic. It feels genuine. And it feels motivated for all the right reasons. And I just think that is so special and so unique about our company.
Yep. So what would you tell somebody, Callie? Most of the people that watch these interviews are stars, senior stars, executives, you know, maybe stuck silvers, golds or platinums, but the lower the rank, the more the people that are watching these interviews. And the lower the rank, the more there might be doubt that people have about whether they can do it, what it will take to do it, whether it's worth it. What would you say to the lower ranking people that might be struggling with their mental game, their emotional game, struggling with their business? What would you say to them to inspire them, to guide them, to carry on, maybe shift some things? How would you coach them?
I would say definitely it is worth it. Stick with it. That doesn't mean you keep showing up in the same way and knocking your head against the same wall. Like I said, we have to be willing to pivot. And if you're struggling with what that looks like, put out some feelers, put your ear to the ground, look around at what's happening on social media, look around and ask questions about what's working for others. You know, when I go to convention or when I go on a leadership retreat, one of my favorite questions to ask other diamonds or other leaders is, so what are you proud of right now? What's working for you right now? And asking those questions can just give you insight on maybe a fresh way of doing something. I would also say that being really strategic with our time is so important. This business can feel frustrating when it feels like we're trespassing on other areas of our life that we're not meant to touch. So, for example, I'm showing up as a wife and a mom and a homeschool mom and all these things, and I have to work really hard to make sure Young Living stays in its proper place. Otherwise, I'll start to feel guilty and I'll start to feel overwhelmed and frustrated. So having really strict boundaries on our time, I believe, is so important. And making sure that when we sit down to work, we know exactly what we're going to work on. And we know that those tasks are going to be income producing activities. And if you're unclear on what that even is, ask your leaders, because income producing activities are where it's at. And I like to work off of a loop schedule. And so I think sometimes it's easy to sit down and we start with the same thing over and over again. So we start with, well, do I try to reach out to someone on social media, or do I check in with my personally enrolled, or do I try to get someone on ER, or what am I even supposed to do? And so there are several parts of our business that are important to touch weekly, sometimes daily. And I like to put those things on a loop because my days don't go off as planned, and chances are yours don't either. So if I'm going to reach out to people on social media, I'm going to follow up on messages, I'm going to contact my new enrollments, I'm going to schedule my class. Have your list of your income producing activities start at the top. When you get three in and the baby wakes up from a nap, come back the next day at number four. If you keep starting at the top, something down here is going to get neglected. And also attach time stamps to each of those things so that you can set an alarm and say, for the next 15 minutes, I am all in and I'm going to bust it on this one task. You'll find that you're so much more productive because you are batching that activity, and you can get your head in a really good space to show up well for whatever that is. If you're doing social media, you've heard the experts talk about batching your content creation, batching your photos, batching all of these things is going to save time. And we're all busy and we all have to figure that out. And once we get into that groove, it's going to feel right. And we're going to see the needle move, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. A perspective I'd like to share with people that are like kind of in overwhelm and not sure what to do, and they've started many times and then they get off track, and is something like this, folks. If you actually did what Callie talked about, like checked off your loop items, carved out the time, if you spent 30 minutes a day, we all have 30 minutes. The most important thing about that 30 minutes, though, is you got to protect it. Because if you say, well, I'm going to work for the next 30 minutes, but you set it up so that anybody can interrupt you, your phone, your family, friends, the doorbell, if things can interrupt you, then you may not ever get 30 dedicated minutes. But if you can wall off that time and work for 30 minutes in income producing activities, which means those are all in the category of you're reaching out to people. It's not an income producing activity to troll Facebook or Instagram, right? But if you're reaching out, that's income producing. And I'll tell you this, if you did that for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 6 months, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 6 months, you will have worked your Young Living business more than 99.9, more than 1,000 other people that are working Young Living. You'll rise quickly to the top. Why? Most people are not that consistent, not even with 30 minutes a day. And or they spend that 30 minutes doing crazy things that don't matter, right? Busy work. I just read a quote the other day that I posted on my Facebook wall. Busy is the new stupid, by Bill Gates. That's harsh, but wow. That's pretty profound, right? So on a lighter note, Callie, I'm curious, how many rank advancement trips have you been on? Where did you go? And what was your favorite?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been to France and Croatia. That was awesome. That was, I think, one of the first ones. Well, that was the first diamond trip that we went on. We've been to Hawaii. That was amazing. I've had to forfeit the last two, so I did not do Australia. I did not do Spain. We are not doing the Mediterranean cruise, and those have been hard to say no to, but at the same time, it wasn't my season. Coming, you know, we're in a season of little ones. I just had a baby 19 months ago, and it's just not our season. Right. And sure, there's some FOMO there, but it's okay. Young Living is going to be here when my kids are a little bit older, and we'll jump in later.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. And you talked about it early on, that figuring out when do you spend time on your business, when do you spend time as a wife, when do you spend time as a mother, as a homeschooler. And of course, there's other aspects of our life too. So all we really need is about 30 minutes a day of focused time on Young Living. We'll build an empire. Parting thoughts, Callie? Anything you want to share with the audience about their journey in Young Living?
Get in there and do some self-work. Look inward. Figure that out. You're not doing yourself any favors at all of the busy work if you don't actually believe that you deserve a seat at the table, and whatever table that is for you. And so if you're saying silver, if you're saying gold, you're saying platinum, you're saying royal, you've got to figure out if you actually believe that. And starting there is going to make all the difference. Get Richard's book, get Mach 2, start somewhere, but get that heart work going, because that is so, so important.
Beautiful. Thank you, Callie. Love you.
Thank you.
Love your story.
love
your
you
brand.
Too.
Even though I've never been there, I've visualized it many times. I love that your kids are out playing on nature's internet right now.
Yeah.
They're outside in the dirt, right?
They are. My husband was cutting down a tree. I was like, you're going to have to stop that in a minute.
That's right. I love it. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us on this Road to Diamond interview. Remember, there's dozens and dozens of these. Study them, send them out to your team. They build the belief that Callie's talking about. And when you get the belief, big things start to happen. Thank you so much, Callie.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.